I'll be reading from Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. So what Solomon's doing here is using what's called a literary device, a Jewish literary device, that he wants to emphasize these things that God really hates. And God hates these so much that he elevates them to abominations. The top of the list is pride. Now we see people today flaunt their sin. There was a time when it was kept secret in the closet. Now it's openly flaunted in the squares. A lying tongue, we see where the media will twist stories to fit their certain narrative or their agenda. The media used to be responsible for informing the electorate. Now they are shaping opinions. Hands that shed innocent blood, we see that today with the murder of the unborn. It's estimated that one out of five babies are aborted, which should be the most sacred place on earth, is the mother's womb. A heart that devises wicked plans. Who would ever thought that a society today would confuse genders? They don't have they want to confuse the basic understanding of what biology is. Feet that are swift to running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. Now, my question for the church today, are we guilty of any of those sins that God calls an abomination? Have you lingered too long in a thought of something sinful? Have you been proudful? Have you lied? We may have not killed anybody, but we've been angry in our hearts. Jesus said we're guilty of murder. These are just a few examples of what God calls an abomination. But, Christian, fear not. For God promises, if we confess our sin, that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we could be here today. Lord, we thank you that you have provided salvation for us, Lord, that we are sinful, wicked people, and Lord, that you have saved us, given us new hearts with new desires, and even though we still live in this sinful flesh, Lord, we ask that you would help to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.